Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. New buildings can be designed to have a low energy footprint and still offer a high quality of life. That's according to R.K. Stewart, 2007 president of the American Institute of Architects. Earth and Sky's Dan Kolpinski spoke with Stewart at the EcoBuild Fall 2007 conference in Washington, D.C. Here's R.K. Stewart.
Can you give us a brief description of sustainable architecture and design? What does that mean?
Well, sustainable design really is the methodology to get to sustainability. Sustainable design really is designing in such a way that we utilize resources effectively and efficiently to preserve future opportunities for future generations, so that we're preserving just what we need to use today and allowing future generations to flourish.
Over the past couple of years, have environmental concerns and rising environmental awareness, have they affected the field of architecture in general and sustainability?
Well, Dan, over the last couple of years, we've seen across society people's awareness that climate change is being driven by human habitation. The IPCC and others have really shown us clearly the scientific data that tells us what we do with the way we inhabit the planet really is changing the climate. And so what we've done is the American Institute of Architects and for the architectural community is step forward and say we need to change our practices. We need to design in a different way that lowers the amount of energy that we use. Our goal is to cut that utilization of fossil fuels by 50% by the year 2010, and then continue to ratchet those reductions up so that by 2030 we're carbon neutral, or we're zero energy buildings is what we're calling it, in such a way that we can continue to have a high quality of life, but yet do it with a lower energy footprint.
What has to happen for you to hit that goal in 2030, the zero carbon goal?
The reduction to 50% use of energy today is relatively easy in a new building. There's lots of technologies that we can use in terms of the insulation value that we put in the wall, the kinds of windows that are used, the use of daylighting techniques to draw more light through the wall and project it further into the space, things like lowering the consumption of water in faucets and toilets. All of those kinds of things really have a tremendous impact, so that new buildings are relatively easily designed to get to the 50% reduction. Now, renovation of existing buildings takes a little more work because you don't have as much opportunity to bring new technologies in, because you've got existing walls, existing elements. But you can change windows. You can change heating and air conditioning equipment. You can change water heaters. And that works both in the commercial sector as well as the residential sector.
Are those some of the affordable things sort of normal homeowners can do to make their homes more sustainable?
Dan, these are the kinds of things that you can use pretty readily across the country. Many, many utilities and local governments are providing incentives, tax breaks, credits, reductions, rebates that will help defray the costs of implementing, installing some of these techniques. The other part to remember is that as energy prices continue to rise, lowering the amount of energy that you use will come back to you in reduced operating costs for your building. And again, that's for residential as well as commercial owners of buildings.
Now, say I'm a homeowner and I want to build a new home. How do I go about finding the people who can help me build a sustainable, new green home?
If you go to the American Institute of Architects website, AI.org, we have a little tool on there called the Architect Finder. What you can do is just put in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of architects in your neighborhood, in your town, that would be able to advise you and help you put together a project that responds to your needs, your family's needs, more precisely than other homes. The other advantage of this is that that architect will be able to find ways to control the cost of the project so that it is responsive and take advantage of these opportunities to lower your operating costs through greater energy efficiency.
One last question. In your talk, you mentioned that you're optimistic that the architecture profession and our nation and and humanity can meet this challenge posed by climate change. Can you just briefly say why you're optimistic?
I'm optimistic really as a result of seeing the way most of the practitioners in the country are embracing this opportunity. They understand that the things that we do to create better lives for people really is at the core of the values that architects bring to the table. And so while today we've got hundreds of buildings out there that are aspiring to and delivering results on this more sustainable future, we need thousands, we need tens of thousands of buildings out there that will change the landscape and the way we use energy. And when we get to that sustainable point, you will see a market shift in the way people react to their environments.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure, Dan. Thank you.
That was R.K. Stewart, 2007 president of the American Institute of Architects, on Green Building. And I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.